Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. I'm just counting. It is Tuesday, and that has not been impacted by solar flares one way or the other. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us in a half an hour. He has a brand new movie out. It's called Vindicating Trump. Looking forward to hearing about that. Germ, I'm going to give you the heads up. Cut number four is what we're going for. Cut number four. There's so much out there at this point, and none of it is good for Kamala Harris, which I guess is actually good for America, but I am trying to figure out which way that campaign goes. And we have less than a month now, right? Is it 28 days? I think it's 28 days. There's just nothing positive coming her way, which is good. Again, I think it's good for all of us, but it just seems like this whole campaign is imploding. And I do wonder if the people who warned the other people inside the Democrat Party right about now are kind of sort of laughing. Right? Because there were a lot of people inside the Democrat Party, including, I should point out, our presidential meat puppet Joe Biden and his wife, Queen Dr. Jill Biden, who said she's not up to this, guys. Yeah, snicker all you want to, but you are actually right about that. They had the palace coup, that's what it was, and they deposed him and they installed her, and she's just floundering all over the place. It's interesting. That's all I got to say. It's interesting. So, cut number four. This is the big 60 Minutes interview that Kamala Harris did with one of the 60 Minutes guys. And I know what you're thinking, because I was thinking the same thing. Well, it's CBS, and then the network level, they sure do seem to be playing very, very nice with the Democrats for the most part. But she got asked some questions, man, and she just could not give a legitimate, decent answer. So cut number four.
Let me tell you what your critics and the columnists say.
Okay.
They say that the reason so many voters don't know you is that you have changed your position on so many things. You were against fracking, now you're for it. You supported looser immigration policies, now you're tightening them up. You were for Medicare for all, now you're not. So many that people don't truly know what you believe or what you stand for, and I know you've heard that.
In the last 4 years, I have been Vice President of the United States. And I have been traveling our country, and I have been listening to folks and seeking what is possible in terms of common ground.
Wait, hold it. What is possible? Is that unburdened by what has been? Oh, that's one of those, right? Unburdened by what has been. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to be burdened by what has been. I mean, there's a whole bunch of binning that's been going on that I feel burdened by. So if I can be unburdened by what has... I'm sorry. Go. Please move forward, Madam Vice President.
I believe in building consensus.
Uh-huh.
We are a diverse people.
Sure.
Geographically, regionally, in terms of where we are and our backgrounds.
Tell me something
and
I don't know.
What the American people do want is that we have leaders who can build consensus.
Oh, okay.
Where we can figure out compromise and understand it's not a bad thing as long as you don't compromise your values.
Hang on a second, because I'm thinking now is when we get a lesson on what her values are, right? Because she must have rock-solid values that have not changed. Oh, and here's another thing that the American people would like, Madam Vice President. They'd like somebody actually competent. No, you know what? Not even competent. I think we would settle for conscious at this point inside the Oval Office. And what we would really like, speaking on behalf of the American people, because, you know, that's what I do, You know what we would like? We'd like an economy that worked for us. We would like inflation to be tamed. I'm going to remind you, if you have not gotten a 19% pay increase in the last 4 years, then you are making less money today than you were 4 years ago. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go right ahead.
To find common sense solutions. Okay. And that has been my approach.
But one issue that has proven impervious to compromise is immigration. Over the past 4 years, the Biden-Harris approach has been inconsistent, and Republicans are convinced immigration is the vice president's Achilles heel.
Hang on a second. It hasn't been inconsistent, though, Bill, whatever your last name is. No, it's been very consistent. The consistency has been found in dismantling President Trump's border wall and allowing unfettered access into the United States by millions of people entering illegally and taking the courageous members of the United States Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection, and turning them into DoorDash delivery drivers and Uber folks. That's what's happened. But again, I digress. Go right ahead.
You recently visited the southern border and embraced President Biden's recent crackdown on asylum seekers. And that crackdown produced an almost immediate and dramatic decrease in the number of border crossings. If that's the right answer now, why didn't your administration take those steps in 2021?
Ooh, good question.
The first bill we proposed to Congress was to fix our broken immigration system.
Stop. Don't take this the wrong way, but that's a complete and total lie. Okay, go on, please.
Knowing that if you want to actually fix it, we need Congress to act. Uh-huh. It was not taken up. Fast forward to a moment when a bipartisan group of members of the United States Senate, including one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate, got together, came up with a border security bill. Well, guess what happened? Donald Trump got word that this bill was afoot and could be passed.
Stop. You know what was in that border security bill? Any ideas at all? Bunch of money for Ukraine. I mean, I know Jim Gilmore would have been in favor of that, but the rest of us were not happy with that. The non-installation of a border wall, it specifically said you could not rebuild the border wall. And it specifically laid out a very easy path, because we all have to say pathway to citizenship, so we'll call it a pathway to citizenship, for 20 million illegal aliens. But go on, blame it on Trump.
And he wants to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. So he told his buddies in Congress,
"Wait, I'm sorry, the bill. I'm Don't. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry." Donald Trump actually had fixed a good chunk of the problem, Madam Vice President. His border wall was incredibly effective. The Remain in Mexico policy was incredibly effective. Oh, by the way, that's another thing that your so-called bipartisan effort, which kicked to the curb. It also would have said no more Remain in Mexico policy at all, period. End of story. Plus a whole boatload of money for Ukraine. Go on.
Don't let it move forward.
But I've been covering the border for years. And so I know this is not a problem that started with your administration.
Correct.
But there was an historic flood of undocumented immigrants coming across the border the first 3 years of your administration. As a matter of fact, arrivals quadrupled from the last year of President Trump. Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
Yes, it's a long-standing problem. And solutions are at hand. And from day one, literally, we have been offering solutions.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem. Okay?
Nonsense. Nonsense. Lie. If only we had a lie detector. Oh, we do. It's me. That's a lie. Flat out, complete, total Bernie Sanders. That is total nonsense.
Numbers did quadruple.
And the numbers today, because of what we have done, we have cut the flow of illegal immigration by half. We
have
cut the flow of fentanyl by half. But we need Congress to be able to act to actually fix the problem.
No! No, you don't. Oh, just stop talking already. No, I'm sorry, German. I know there's more to it. I just can't take it. My hair hurts, my head is going to explode, and that's not good. It'll make a mess. You don't need Congress to act the same way that that decrepit old meat puppet of a president that we have went in there on his first day and signed a whole bunch of these stupid executive orders undoing all the good stuff Donald Trump had done. Why, he could go back in there and somebody else could print up another one of these executive orders and he could sign it and you could put stuff back the way it was. There's an old maxim that I live by. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It was working. Now, you hated the fact that it was Donald Trump who got it to be somewhat effective, border control. And you loved the idea that you would bring millions and millions and millions and millions of people into this country and put them on a pathway, not to citizenship, but to Democrat Party voter registration. That was the ultimate goal here.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have got to tell you, this guy Bill that's asking these questions, I'll bet you he gets in trouble. Because they had another guy that actually dared to ask a tough question of somebody who was on the show. The morning show? The CBS? I mean, I don't watch the stupid TV morning show. I just don't. I've never gotten the Today Show or the morning show or any of that nonsense. I don't get it. But anyway, he asked this one guy a tough question. All of a sudden, he's being sent to a re-education camp. The CBS television equivalent of it, but a re-education camp. Yeah. It's nuts. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us at 5:35. Make sure you are here for that. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure that you are here for John Reed. Maybe tomorrow's the day he announces that he's running for lieutenant governor. Aren't we kind of getting close to, like, the deadline? Germ, do you know what? There's got to be a drop-dead date where you either say, yes, I'm running, or no, I'm not running. So tomorrow might very well be the day. Don't miss it. In just a moment, I know I can't do any more Kamala, but we do have Tampon Tim Walz, and that we will do moments from now. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.